Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program here. We'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so Skype on in to the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
So I think I mentioned this story earlier this week, and, you know, like a lot of times on Free Talk Live, we just didn't get around to it, because, you know, we will take your calls about anything you'd like to discuss. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The Intercept is the website that was launched when Glenn Greenwald, who, of course, made his... made his name on the Edward Snowden revelations a couple of years ago. Glenn Greenwald sort of moved around. I think he was at Slate, and then he was in at the Guardian, and now he's on his own site called The Intercept, and he's got a staff as well. So it's actually not his name that's on this article, but it's his website. Jana Winter and Cora Currier reporting on the TSA's secret behavior checklist, which isn't a secret anymore, to spot terrorists. And they say this was an exclusive to The Intercept, so kudos to them for breaking this news. Let me jump into it here. And you're welcome to call in with your thoughts about the TSA at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think that they're doing a great job. Maybe they make you feel safe. Or maybe you're about sick and tired of being treated like human cattle. You can tell us.
I love the idea of how they pile up, in order to check... check for people for bombs that might kill a bunch of people. They pile up a bunch of people in one particular area before they check them with bombs. Check them for bombs.
Correct. So if someone wanted to set a bomb off at the checkpoint before the actual checkpoint, before the pat down portion, they would be able to take out all those people, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
If it's a busy day.
And some TSA agents, assumably.
Fidgeting, whistling, sweaty palms. Add 1 point each. Arrogance?
Hold on. Fidgeting, sweating.
Whistling.
Whistling.
Sweaty palms.
Sweaty palms. How are you going to know somebody's palms are sweaty?
That's a good question. Maybe shake their hand or something. It seems unusual a government agent would do that.
Right, they're wearing gloves. They're wearing blue gloves. That's why they call it the blue glove love.
Add 1 point each for those. Arrogance, a cold penetrating stare, and rigid posture. Two points.
Hold on. Arrogance and a cold penetrating stare? That just might be somebody who's sick and tired of putting up with the crap that they deal with at the airport.
That's right.
Like, things used to just be better there.
Well, you might be a terrorist if you're sick and tired of the TSA.
No, you might not. Right? Like, how many people who are sick and tired of the TSA have qualified as terrorists? They just don't want their stinking water bottles stolen anymore.
In airport travelers, according to these are just a few of the suspicious signs the TSA directs its officers to look out for and score in airport travelers, according to a confidential TSA document obtained exclusively by The Intercept. The checklist is part of TSA's controversial program to identify potential terrorists based on behaviors that it thinks indicate stress or deception, known as the screening of passengers by observation techniques, or SPOT. The program employs specially trained officers known as behavior detection officers to watch and interact with passengers going through screening. Now, you may have had this happen to you.
This is the chatty TSA agent.
That's correct. This is the agent who asks you questions about your trip.
So, where are you headed?
Walking up.
Can't you read the ticket? Business or pleasure? None of your business.
The document listing the criteria known as the SPOT referral report is not classified, but it has been closely held by TSA and has not previously been released. A copy was provided to The Intercept by a source concerned about the quality of the program. The checklist ranges from the mind-numbingly obvious, like, quote, appears to be in disguise, unquote, which is worth 3 points, to the downright dubious, like a bobbing Adam's apple. Many indicators, like trembling and arriving late for a flight, appear to confirm allegations that the program picks out signs and emotions that are common to many people who fly.
Yeah, hold on. Arriving late to a flight is somehow the act of a terrorist?
That's what they're suggesting. That could indicate you are a terrorist.
Why?
Well, I don't get into why.
No, they don't. This is a real problem. It's a real problem.
So here are some signs that you might be a terrorist from the TSA's own memo. Exaggerated yawning. Excessive complaints about the screening process. Don't complain too much. Excessive throat clearing. Now, why would a terrorist be clearing his throat excessively? Is that a nervous thing?
It's a nervous habit, yeah. Some people do it. But, I mean, people can be nervous because they're going through the TSA. People can be nervous because they're
getting on an airplane and they're worried about crashing.
Yeah, they're forced to stand next to a bunch of other people. They can be nervous for a variety of reasons.
Widely open staring eyes could qualify you. Wearing improper attire for the location. What does that even mean? I mean, people at airports are dressed in all manner of.
Well, if you're flying to Anchorage and you're wearing shorts, perhaps you don't actually expect to land.
I see.
I don't know.
Whistling as the individual approaches the screening process, gazing down, exaggerated, or I guess it means at their feet or something like that, just not making eye contact.
That's just normal. Or a normal abnormal behavior, right? Like, there's a lot of people in the world that just kind of get nervous around crowds.
Yeah, it's true. They don't want to make eye contact.
And there's, you know, that's just that. I mean, should we treat, you know what, a really great way for somebody with social anxiety disorder? Just give them, you know, all kinds of attention from law enforcement officers. That'll help them out.
Exaggerated or repetitive grooming gestures. So maybe like stroking a beard or playing with your hair or something.
All right.
Face pale from recent shaving of beard. And finally, rubbing or wringing of hands. Maybe they're suggesting that the rubbing of one's hands together suggests sweaty palms?
I suppose. I'm trying to figure out what person who expects to go to heaven and get 40 virgins is going to be happy about shaving their beard just before they go.
TSA spokesbureaucrat declined to comment on the criteria obtained by The Intercept. Quote, behavior detection, which is just one element of the TSA's efforts to mitigate threats against the traveling public, is vital to TSA's layered approach to deter, detect, and disrupt individuals who pose a threat to aviation. Now, if I'm recalling correctly, the TSA really hasn't stopped anyone who poses a threat to aviation. You know, of all these years and all of the screenings that they've performed. Wait, wasn't there a guy with a machete recently? Some sort of story about
I don't know about a guy with a machete, but I can tell you that up to this point, we have no one qualified as a terrorist. Because if you get caught with a machete, why wouldn't you have gotten caught with a gun, right? Like, you're not going onto an airplane to chop people's heads off with a machete. You're probably just trying to bring a machete on an airplane.
No, I think the story was that the guy was actually threatening people and ended up getting shot. I think I saw a headline about
that. It's a poor weapon to bring on an airplane, to hijack an airplane with.
Well, you may be crazy. I mean, there's...
But he certainly could be crazy.
People may not be using real, you know, solid logic when it comes to picking
their murder
weapon.
Crazy people were probably caught by the private security agents prior to 9/11.
That's true. Since its introduction in 2007, the SPOT program has attracted controversy for its lack of science supporting it. In 2013, the government's accountability office found there was no evidence to back up the idea that so-called behavioral indicators can be used to identify persons who may pose a risk to aviation security. After analyzing hundreds of scientific studies, the government accountability office concluded that, quote, the human ability to accurately identify deceptive behavior based on behavioral indicators is the same as or slightly better than chance. So there's the government's own, which, by the way, the Government Accountability Office, you got to give those guys credit. Like, they do come out with some pretty interesting investigations and reports into these government agencies. I wonder what sort of waste and graft and, you know, bureaucracy they've got going on inside their own agency, though.
Yeah, I mean, if the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, GAO, yeah, that's it, Government Accounting
Accountability.
Office. They're my favorite government agency. That's not saying much.
So, but here,
like, my favorite stinging insect.
Here they took the time to analyze hundreds of studies and determined that this is all bunk. I mean, this is nothing. This really is meaningless. You might as well just, you know, take a guess at who the terrorist is, because your chance of picking them based on their behavior is...
Oh, I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. These are just guidelines on teaching somebody how to take a guess, right?
The toll-free number is 855-453. The Intercept has more to say here about this exclusive report about the signs you might be a terrorist, courtesy of the TSA. Do any of these sound like you? 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial on in toll free. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a revenge porn site operator has been sentenced to prison. We'll tell you how long and a little bit more about that story here in a moment. Also on the way, Mark, you're going to be telling us about the IRS. They are not being helpful to people who have called their helplines. In fact, they apparently are not even answering a good portion of the calls they're receiving. You've got details on that. Also, of course, we're happy to hear from you about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you'd like to talk about the TSA and their now not-so-secret behavior checklist that they're supposedly using to spot alleged terrorists. We'll continue.
Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dashcoin, Dogecoin, maybe you want to get some cryptocurrencies of one sort or another. Well, you can do it at ExpressCoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And speaking of inexpensive, they're probably, from what I can tell, the most inexpensive way to get Bitcoins from one of these sort of major sites. Obviously, you could try to find somebody across America. They'll sell it to you on PayPal or something like that. But that doesn't qualify as safe or easy. So fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. ExpressCoin.com. They're a licensed money services business. You can trust them. You get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. It's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. So use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth with no fee at all. Now, obviously, you'll have to pay for the currency, but you won't have to pay the fee. The fee is low compared to the other sites, but you can get up to $40 worth. It's intended to get folks that haven't tried this before comfortable in trying it. Go check them out, ExpressCoin.com, and use coupon code FTL.
We're talking about the SPOT program. SPOT is something that the TSA put together back in 2007, and it stands for Screening of Passengers by Observation Techniques. And they have these behavioral detection officers who, many of them have, if you've been to the airport within the last couple of years, you've probably noticed that there's somebody that stands, usually it's, at least in the Manchester airport, it's and you know what? Come to think of it, Mark, I didn't notice it in Austin when we were leaving Austin this last weekend. But I noticed it going out of Manchester, where there's the person who stands sort of right before the little gate that you walk through,
yeah,
right before you get to the TSA's little check counter where you hand them your ID, they scan it, or they sort of eyeball it with this flashlight thing that lights up the UV sensitive things in the IDs. Anyway, right before you walk into that area, they have some officer who's just kind of chatting you up, acting real friendly, and wants to know more about you and what you're up to. That's one of their behavioral detection officers. But
haven't you noticed that most of them just stand there? I mean, they're really not friendly people. Like, because the right person
this one guy followed me. Like, he asked me some question about my camera, or like, what am I planning on taking pictures of? Because I had a Canon camera around my neck, and then he followed me in there, and I mentioned to him that I was going to a Bitcoin conference.
So when he asked you about what you're going to take pictures of, what'd you say?
I told him Bitcoin.
One of the things that they're sort of supposed to be looking out for. Wait a second. So we had a memo about Bitcoins.
Yeah, and I asked him if he knew about Bitcoin, and he acted like he knew, but I could tell by what he said.
Someone has said this word to me before, yes.
Yeah, he misunderstood. Yeah, he didn't know what I was talking about, ultimately. Based, I don't remember his exact
response.
Those
Bitcoins, they're hard to catch in the wild.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one of their behavioral observation officers, or whatever, behavioral detection officers, but I'm sure they have others who are not so chatty, who are just kind of watching. Anyway, going on here with the story, the Government Accountability Office looked at a bunch of studies, hundreds of them, they say, and they concluded that the human ability to accurately identify deceptive behavior based on behavioral indicators is the same as or slightly better than chance. The Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security found in 2013 that the TSA had failed to evaluate their own program, SPOT, and cannot ensure that passengers at U.S. airports are screened objectively, show that the program is cost-effective, or reasonably justify the program's expansion. Despite those concerns, the TSA has trained and deployed thousands of behavior detection officers, and the program has cost more than $900 million since it began in 2007. And how many terrorists have they caught with this program?
We're still at zero. But I would like to point out that I think we've had, at this point, three news stories that I've seen about TSA's red team that goes through.
It's been a long while.
It's been a while. That goes, and they probably don't spend enough on this particular program, that goes through and tests themselves on, you know, guns, knives, bombs, trying to get these things through. And the stories we've seen, now this is not by any sense comprehensive, but the stories I've seen, it was 75%, 80%, and 100% of the guns, knives, and bombs that they attempted to get through on themselves, they were successful at. Now, I would say that this red team has probably had more practice than most terrorists would have getting guns and knives and bombs through. But even if you're talking about 50%,
mm-hmm.
that means is all you have to do is hit the airports with a few terrorists.
Three people.
Yeah, and then you're in.
So, continuing here, the...
Usually they lock down pretty much everything if they find themselves a terrorist, though.
They gave us a very... Okay, so the list I read you earlier, Mark, was a very truncated list. Apparently there are 92 points on the actual full checklist. I only read about 10 or 11. According to the SPOT referral report, is divided into... These categories include a preliminary... analysis, and then those passengers pulled over for additional inspection are scored based on two more categories, whether they have unusual items like almanacs and numerous prepaid calling cards or cell phones, and a final category for signs of deception.
Why would a terrorist have a whole bunch of cell phones or calling cards? I mean, they're gonna blow themselves up, right?
Well, I guess the idea is, I don't know, is the idea to catch a terrorist who's intending on blowing up a plane or just catch any old terrorist? You know, like that just because he wants to travel somewhere else.
The idea is to catch drug dealers. I mean, we know what the idea is. The whole purpose of the TSA is to catch people who are ferrying drugs around, which is, of course, of lying to the American public. It has nothing to do with 9/11. It has nothing to do with terrorists.
Carol is on the line in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Carol.
Carl, but that's worse. Hey, how about in June when I'm going to be overdressed leaving Philadelphia because I'm taking a trip to Alaska, and I don't want my luggage to weigh over 50 pounds and get charged an extra $100.
Yep.
You know, wearing some heavy shoes or a heavy jacket, and it's maybe 80 degrees here then.
That's what it's going to be like.
Yep. Yep.
Carl, anything else you want to share?
Well, no, but you know, the ridiculous fees if your bag's over 50 pounds. You know, I think that's robbery.
Well, that's not the TSA. I mean, that's, I'm pretty sure that's the airline. Who's doing that?
Yeah, and then what do they do? Overload their, put goods in freight and take stuff. Products in the belly because they got all that room now? Is that what?
I don't know the answer, but somehow I've never. I you get two suitcases on Southwest. Not every airline's that way.
Yeah.
And that's 100 pounds. I mean, what the hell are you putting in there?
Yeah, I put a bunch of equipment in my suitcase on the way back, and it didn't have a problem.
You're transporting rocks?
Yeah. Thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition continuing here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget about ProXPN's great solution for ensuring more privacy online. Right now, if you don't have ProXPN, you're just kind of connected to your regular old internet service provider normally. They're probably logging all the websites you visit and keeping a log of the search terms that you enter. Maybe they'll sell that information. Maybe they will give it away to law enforcement. You don't think you're doing anything wrong online? Well, I bet law enforcement can find something you've done that that they don't agree with. And your internet service provider will hand all that data right over to them in a lot of cases.
There have been plenty of people who have had a terrible time from law enforcement just for sort of normal surfing on the internet.
Some people from, a grandmother who got in trouble for her grandkid downloading music or something like that. I think she...
You don't hear the stories anymore.
You hardly ever heard them in the past. There's one or two that I've ever even heard of.
There's a few.
But anyway, you know, it's something that can happen to you, and we know with the NSA that privacy is really just not there. You have to take steps to be more private. And ProXPN is one of those steps that you should take. ProXPN.com/FTL. What is it? It is a virtual private network, and it's global. They've got locations all around the globe, servers that you can connect to with their premium account. You get unlimited bandwidth. You can connect to all those servers, private torrenting ability, plus get past regionally blocked websites. Now, you can start for free and try it out over at ProXPN.com/FTL. Grab their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android, as well as Linux. It's free. You just go download the app at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, though, to their premium account, use code FTL50 to save 50% on the lifetime of the account. So that discount is good for as long as you hold the account. It's 50% on the annual account. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. Brings the price down to just under $5 per month, which is an amazing price for the service you're getting there. ProXPN, plus there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but your privacy. It's a great deal on privacy that's priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL50. As we continue here with the spot referral report from the Department of Homeland Security's TSA, the SPOT stands for Screening of Passengers by Observation Techniques. It's a 92-point checklist, different things that you might do, like rubbing your hands together, coughing more often, touching your face in some sort of a repetitive grooming method, lots of different things.
Have your Adam's apple bob.
Yeah, so a lot of these things, so they score up your points. But even the TSA, or excuse me, even the Department of Homeland Security has looked at this program and, you know, they've noted that the TSA failed to even evaluate it. They just sort of accepted that this is legitimate, even though there's no scientific evidence whatsoever, according to the Government Accountability Office, that there's no evidence whatsoever.
Some consultant came in with a list of things. Oh, yeah, these are the things you should look for. Right. You should pay me a lot of money.
They cut him a $50,000 check.
$50,000, please.
I'm just making that. I don't know.
$5 million.
For wow, okay. Well,
I'm just
possible.
I'm making that up too. But when we look at what government workers make, they tend to make, you know, significantly better money than state workers, local workers, and private market
workers. Well, right. I was suggesting $50,000 just to come in and consult for a few hours on that one report, not a full-time job. Anyway, back to the story here from The Intercept at firstlook.org/The Intercept. Points can be deducted, by the way, from someone's score based on observations about the traveler, making him or her less likely in the TSA's eyes to be a terrorist. For example, apparent married couples, if both are over the age of 55, have 2 points deducted off of their score. Women over the age of 55 have 1 point deducted. For men, the point deduction doesn't come until they reach 65. So if you're old, then you get an immediate benefit or a bonus on your terrorist score.
Well, I can tell you that if you they have rules now that kids under a certain age don't have to take their shoes off.
That's right. Yeah, and smuggle your drugs in your kids' shoes.
People over the age of over a certain age don't have to take Granny and little Billy's shoes ought to be stuffed with cocaine.
Last week, the ACLU sued the TSA to obtain records related to its behavior detection programs, alleging they lead to racial profiling. And the lawsuit is based on a Freedom of Information Act request the ACLU filed last November, asking for numerous documents related to the program, including the scientific justification for the program, which doesn't exist. Changes to the list of behavior indicators, materials used to train officers and screen passengers. Those could be pretty amusing if you actually get the training brochures and training videos and things like that for the TSA agents.
That would be amusing.
Fun to watch that. And what happens to the information that is collected on travelers? You know, I have to say, I'm curious. I wonder what my score would be. You know, they've got the scores. You get the points based on different factors, different things that are observed about you. I think it would be interesting to, you know, at the end of your travel, when you reach your destination, TSA gives you your terrorist suspect score.
Congratulations. You've exceeded our expectations.
The TSA has insisted on keeping documents about SPOT secret, but the agency can't hide the fact that there's no evidence the program works, according to Hugh Handyside, staff attorney with the ACLU National Security Project, in a statement announcing their lawsuit. Being on the lookout for suspicious behavior is a common sense approach that is used by law enforcement, according to TSA. Quote, no single behavior alone will cause a traveler to be referred to additional screening or will result in a call to law enforcement. The agency says in its emailed statement, officers are trained and audited to ensure referrals for additional screening are based only on observable behaviors and not race or ethnicity. Well, they might not just be based on race or ethnicity. They might be based on the attractiveness of the person who is walking through as well. There certainly have been allegations that pretty ladies have been singled out for extra special screenings.
It's hard to deny that, right?
Regardless of their race. One former behavior detection officer manager who asked not to be identified said that spot indicators are used by law enforcement to justify pulling aside anyone that officers find suspicious, rather than acting as an actual checklist for specific indicators. The spot sheet, they say, was designed in such a way that virtually every passenger will exhibit multiple behaviors that can be assigned a spot sheet value, said the former manager. So basically, they're pointing out here that it doesn't matter. If you're a human being, you're going to qualify. You know, the more human you are, or even if, you know, you're antisocial, you're going to qualify. Any type of person is going to meet some of these 92 factors. So they can use that as an excuse to further subject you to their harassment.
Give you a little blue glove love.
Now, this is, again, a former behavior detection officer manager who is speaking on condition of anonymity here, continued to say that the signs of deception and fear are ridiculous. They're just catch-all behaviors to justify a BDO interaction with a passenger, BDO being behavior detection office. A license to harass. That's the wording of the former manager of this particular department. A license to harass. What more of an indictment do you need on this program?
You know, it's been pretty... also, when they say that, staring menacingly at the TSA and that sort of thing is one of the... and being complaining overly about the shakedown. What terrorist has complained too much about the shakedown at the gates? The little stop off in East Germany before you get to take a flight. What terrorist has done that? None of them would open their mouths. This is the guideline on how they can go ahead and have a license to be able to hassle True. People. Now, I have to admit though, Ian, you refuse to go through their one scanning machine, right?
I do an opt out, yeah.
Now, you're not surly with them particularly, but you're not cooperative either.
No, you have to cooperate. If you don't cooperate, they'll probably put you in handcuffs.
By cooperative, I mean you're not sort of like, "Well, I'll do whatever you want, officer." Right? Like there's a lot of those people out there.
I would say that I'm fairly, friendly with them. I put my hands up when they want me to put my hands up and all that. I don't give them a hard time. It's not going to, that's not going to help me get through the checkpoint.
Do you go ahead and give them a pass on their behavior, though? Do you say, it's okay? It's okay. Because I don't. I won't tell them it's okay. What you're doing as a TSA agent, not okay in my book.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. I'm sharing with you details about the TSA list that has been broken. It was a secret, now not, because of the folks over at The Intercept at firstlook.org/The Intercept. Jenna Winter, Cora Courier reporting on the secret behavior checklist to spot terrorists. There are 92 points on this list, and I'd like to see the full list. I don't understand. I don't see an obvious link to it here. Maybe I just have overlooked it. They've got sort of a generic graphic where they put in about 11 of these indicators. But I am curious just to see what the full list actually shows. Anyway, the Behavior Detection Office manager, a former manager with the TSA, has, of course, asked not to be identified for this report, but has pointed out that this checking program that they have called SPOT essentially exists to justify harassment of anyone they want to harass. Because with anybody that they've targeted, because, well, I don't know, maybe they're pretty and they just want to, you know, feel them up or whatever it is they want
to
do.
They have it has to be a same-sex TSA agent. They could certainly want to do some feeling. I'm just, from what we've seen, there's been chuckling about people going through the scanner, right?
Yeah.
And the scanner did manage to catch my neck knife one time going through, not too long ago, through the Boston airport, so I'm not going to...
Did you lose the knife?
Yeah, they took it. But the TSA agent who took it from me, he really wanted, like, some kind of kudos from his boss. Right? Like, he's like, I caught a terrorist! Finally! Like, his boss is like, why are you trying to sneak a knife onto my plane? I'm like, I'm not trying to sneak a knife onto your plane. I forgot it.
I'm surprised, Mark, that they didn't hit you with a fine for that. How long ago was that happened?
Just a few weeks.
So maybe the fine hasn't come in yet. Maybe they'll send you one.
They didn't ask me my name or anything, particularly.
Yeah, I guess you were already past the screening point, right?
So no, I was inside the...
But yeah. What I mean is that the person who looks at your license, they wouldn't have necessarily remembered who you were,
I can't
right?
imagine, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, because I remember back in the day...
Forgetting a pocket knife in your pocket isn't some kind of crime.
They could make it look like it was, though. And it's not necessarily a crime. What they'll hit you with is they'll hit you with an invoice. Do you remember back, it was probably 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, Russell Canning, who was an early mover for the Free State Project, he got one of these fines, and I forget what it was for. It was some sort of, you know, policy violation on the TSA, something he was supposed to, you know, not have on him that he was trying to get through security. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was, but we've heard someone who had a knife and that they had their knife confiscated and they received a $250 fine in the mail from the TSA. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it, but I believe you.
Yeah, so that has happened. I just don't know if they are still doing that. It's one of those things where they just send you the invoice and they hope that you cut them a check.
There's no real force behind it.
Right, it didn't seem that there was any kind of consequence of a criminal charge or prohibition from flying in the future if you did not pay the fine. And if anybody out there remembers better or has actually received one of these things, give us a call. Let us know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, if they send it to me, I'm just not going to pay it.
Right. That's what I would recommend you do, is not pay it. 855-450-3733. So, according to the former officer, the former behavior detection officer manager, he says this is a license to harass. The observations of a TSA screener or behavior detection officer should not be the basis for referring someone to law enforcement, says the former manager. Quote, the program is flawed and unnecessarily delays and harasses travelers. Taxpayer dollars would be better spent.
Is he talking about the TSA or this particular program?
Well, he's talking about this particular program.
Because the TSA is flawed and unnecessarily delays flyers, too.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I don't know if I agree with his next statement here. He says the taxpayer dollars would be better spent funding real police at TSA checkpoints. Yeah, I don't think we need any more real police either.
Well, I can tell you that real police tend to look down on folks like the TSA, right? Like, to them, they're just wannabe cops.
That's right.
You know, lame cops. And so,
yeah, TSA is like lower than jail guard.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Somewhere probably about the same level as a mall cop, right? And, the police tend to look down on them. I don't know what the cops think that they would do better than the TSA agents, though, because it's just that the cops have more power. Now, when I went through, I had some trouble with the TSA back in, I think this was 2006. I was heading back on taking an air flight, and I had in New Hampshire, you used to get this temporary license before you got your real license.
You still do.
But it looks like a regular license. It's only good for 2 months.
The temporary license? It looks like a piece of paper.
Okay, you're not referring to what I'm referring to then, because I still have this thing.
You're talking about the driver's license.
Yes, it's not a piece of paper. It is a click piece of plastic like a driver's license.
They don't do that anymore.
Fine.
Okay.
What I'm telling you that they did, and I had this thing because I thought, this is really great. I can leave my driver's license in the car where it will be most useful to me, and I can bring this thing for flights and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, expired or not, what difference does it make? Well, they just had this big fit over my expired license. You aren't cops. I'm not trying to drive the metal detector. You know, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're going to have to get a pat down. And all that stuff. And I'm like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Because I wanted to, you know, we're going to have a conversation.
Oh, that's where they brought the dog out, right?
Right. So then I get surrounded, cops and dogs and all kinds of stuff. And the one police officer literally says to me, you got a problem? I got a problem with stinking cops with chips on their shoulders that think they're in fifth grade on the playground.
Yeah. To answer your question earlier, I didn't answer it, Mark, because we were going out to break. I'm more of like a prisoner attitude when I'm in the TSA. I guess maybe it's because we've both been inside lockup facilities. I was there for civil disobedience for 60 days or thereabouts, And so I'm just of the mindset that, you know, you got to get through it. I mean, I you know, got to get to where I'm going, so I will not protest as much as I might in a different circumstance. I'm not walking through recording the TSA every single time, you know, I go through there. In fact, I've never actually gotten to the point of feeling like I've had a situation with them that I needed to pull my camera out. Mind you, I have the ability to record. I do have a cell phone with Bambuser, which is a live streaming app, so should I feel it necessary, if I actually have my camera in my hand at that time, I could record. But, of course, they separate you from all your electronic devices in order to perform the screening on you. So yeah. During that time, your ability to record the encounter is severely limited.
Well, you could wear your glasses if you wanted to have...
They're going to make you take glasses off your head if you're walking through.
I don't take glasses off my head.
If you're talking about sunglasses, they're going to make you take those off.
I'm talking about reading, you know, eyeglasses.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, glasses with a video camera in them.
You could have glasses with a video camera in
them.
I've
never seen eyeglasses with that. I imagine they exist.
Google Glass has glasses that you, you know, correctable lenses.
Is that right?
Put in, yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, that would possibly be one way to do it.
Now, I don't know of anybody who necessarily uses them, because I imagine it's really difficult to go to your optometrist and get the setup for Google Glass. Like, oh, you got to do this and that and the
other
thing.
You're paying for the $1,500 for the Google Glass and then however much for the custom frames, that kind of thing?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
It's not custom frames, custom lenses. It's the,
lenses, I'm sorry.
Pop in.
You don't buy glasses.
Right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So Google, supposedly, I read an article recently, Google Glass isn't gone. It's just retooling to make it cheaper.
Yeah, because you had said that it had failed. Or something like that.
That was what I would, you know, that's what I, the conclusion I had drawn. But somebody sent me an article.
A second former behavior detection officer manager who asked also not to be identified because he wants to keep his job, I imagine. I don't know. Well, I guess he's a former manager. I don't know if he's working still with the TSA somewhere, just not in the behavior detection office. Told The Intercept that the program suffers from lack of science and simple inconsistency, with every airport training its officers differently. The SPOT program is BS, the manager told The Intercept. Complete BS. Except he's not saying BS. He's saying the full word.
Yeah, he's right.
So that's the latest from the TSA and their ridiculous behavior and nonsense and whatever it is that they're doing. Again, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you feel like this program's necessary, that you think the TSA is just doing a great job. Those people are out there. I mean, whenever they do those security breach stories at the airport, something happens, you know, at an airport, even though it ends up being nothing. They always interview people. The news will interview the, you know, average people in the airport, like, what do you think about the TSA? And it doesn't seem hard for them to find people who are saying, like, well, better safe than sorry. And I totally support what our government's doing. We got to stop the terrorists. Sure, I don't mind the inconvenience. I mean, it's the price we pay for freedom.
Well, also, they've sort of what you'll find is that people tend to say what they expect you to want them to say in most circumstances. So if the news, says, well, if the news asks you these questions, what else are you going to say? Because most people aren't going to say something selfish like, I just find them really annoying. Like, they don't have any particular good reasons to not like the TSA. That's our job. Our job is to feed them reasons to dislike the TSA.
Coming up, somebody that a lot of people don't like, a revenge porn site operator sentenced to prison. We'll tell you about it. You can also bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.